That's what I'm Hallelujah. Well, good morning to our Blog Talk Radio listeners all over the world and to our Facebook familia.
That keeps growing.
So, guys,
wake up!
Okay.
Bienvenidos. La familia sigue creciendo y creciendo alrededor del mundo. Y gloria a Dios por su presencia y por su amor. Y aquí estamos una vez más, yo y mi hermana gemela, my twin sister.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Sharing the good news.
The good news.
Yes.
Which is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Okay.
And also, we have a calling number. Hay un número que puedes hablar. Es el
646-668-2247.
Call us.
Yeah.
If you want to share scripture or you want to share a word of encouragement,
come on,
say hi.
Or just chime in on this great topic called making it personal. You got to make it personal, America.
Hey.
The word of God has to become personal in your heart, in your life, okay? In your city. Hello.
Yes.
In your surroundings, in your church.
Yes.
Good morning, Brother Robert Williams. Elder of the Most High God. Good morning, Sister Paloma.
Yes, Paloma.
Yes.
Good morning, Miss Robert.
Yeah. So and listen, guys, this is real talk. We are so excited about what God is doing in our lives, but your lives. Because we be seeing y'all on your pages, and we be like, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Look at Sister Paloma already speaking loud, talking about, I can't wait till July. Girl, for that holy matrimony. And Brother Robert Williams, he already done took flight in the kingdom. Okay, and guess what? I'll be hearing that song in my spirit. Ain't no stopping us now. Woo! We're on the move.
Yeah, and she
Jesus
said,
class.
Today Jesus saved my life 8 years ago.
8 years
Happy
ago.
Happy anniversary.
You've been doing life in the kingdom. Almost a decade, girl. That is powerful. And you just slept all the bells. Okay.
Live.
Woo,
wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. To God be the glory, everybody.
And good morning, my Facebook page. For some reason, I can't see your name. It shows sometimes, but I see somebody there. Buenos dias. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, so we're going to call on Brother Luke again so he can fix that for his mom.
Oh, it's Josie. Miss Josie. Good morning, our faithful
Good morning,
viewer.
Miss Josie. Yes, because she said, I'm going to be tuning in. And we know it. She tuned in. She
show
up.
She's ready.
Yeah,
she
had a vehicle. She'd be right here now.
Yes. Yes.
So we just thank you for your love and your zeal, Miss Josie. You're so awesome. So thank y'all for waking up this morning with us.
Yes.
Hanging
and
out.
And it's a beautiful morning.
Yes.
It's a gorgeous morning.
Yeah, and I'm encouraging you guys today to just wake up and go be a blessing. It's so beautiful and always have a smile on your face. Yes, because, you know, when you be saying I'm faithful, available, and teachable, you can't be like a Grinch.
Yes.
Okay?
That's for sure.
For Jesus.
Yes. That's for Jesus. Don't glutton the word of God. Let it come forth.
Boom. So whatever's
in
your heart, y'all.
Yes.
Be explosive today.
Yes.
Be dudamous. Be like dynamite.
Yes.
Boom.
Yes.
Bam.
Boom.
Yeah, that's so awesome. So I'm just excited. Can't y'all tell? We're like, just so excited. We want to say good morning to our studio audience. Good morning, Sister Hope. How you doing this
Hello.
Morning?
Yes.
Sister Hope be keeping us in check. And here's Brother Leo.
Yay.
Brother Leo, the man in the house.
Leo.
Mama Dad Lisa's in the house.
Wearing this pretty
color
piece. I mean, top. I love it.
Yeah, just do the mug.
Yeah.
Jack. We're so excited about these amazing people that's anointed and appointed. Carrie in eternity. It don't get no better than that. Okay?
The genies are here.
Yes, eternal. But I'm just excited today. Today is what? April the 11th or is it the 10th? It's the 11th. Yes. And we are almost at the 15th, which is halfway through the month of April, y'all.
Yes.
We are in the fourth quarter, getting ready to merge into the second quarter of the year.
Already.
Yes. Woo. And I hope everybody is on point, on schedule with the things that God is calling us to do. Because we got to be busy and about our Father's business.
It's such a time as
Come
this.
On now. But don't get so busy that you ain't spending time with God. Can I say that, America?
Yes.
Got to be sitting at his feet so we can get, be covered more in his grace.
Yes.
Woo.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And we're going to talk about today making it personal, y'all. That's why I love it. If you're not connected to a church in your community or a Bible study, you got to get connected.
Yes.
You know, and sit at the feet of the people that are really suffering with the Lord. Faithful, available, and teachable.
Yes.
We have to be.
Yes.
We have to show up, though. Because
yes.
faith without works is dead. That's what the Bible says.
Yes.
You know, I heard people say, well, I got faith. But what you doing with it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you working it? Because the Bible says the word works when
you
work
it.
Okay? Work it out.
Yeah.
You got to work it, you know, and you have to make it personal. I can't live off of Laura's experience with the Father. I can't live off of Mama Dalisa's. I have to have my own.
Yes.
It
yes.
has to be personal.
Yes.
It has to be intimate.
Yes.
So you can have your own relationship. Because, listen, when you were created, you was created alone. And when you transition, you're going to transition alone.
That's yes. right.
But so you have to walk this walk with the Father and know what he's saying to you individually.
Yes.
And we quit trying to do what everybody else is doing and do what you're called to do. That's when you can make an impact
yes.
in this world today.
Yes.
Because God has needed, well, he don't need us, but we need him. But we yes. all need each other. Okay?
Yes.
So good morning, Brother Danny.
Good morning.
In the house.
Buenos dias.
The future husband and wife team. Bam, yes. bam, bam. That's what I'm talking about. I love that.
And he's on fire for Jesus.
Yes, that's Sister Paloma. Just in case y'all don't know what we're talking about, that's Sister Paloma's fiance, Brother Danny, who's about to be her husband in
yes.
about 60 days.
Yes. And we went Woo. To their Abiding in the Fire conference.
Yes. And we are now in Abiding in the Fire team.
Yes.
Hey!
Yes.
So Pastor Catherine said, hey, this is the team that God has called,
yes.
and we are now on
yes.
a team.
Yes.
Team
oh, Jesus!
Yes. Abiding in the Fire. So we send our shouts out to Pastor Catherine this morning of Change Church of Dallas.
Yes.
We salute you guys. We love you. We pray
yes.
for you guys. Great ministry. Beautiful pastors. Great
yes.
hearts. And that's what's so powerful.
Yes. And, you know, I love Ooh. Our topic. We're making it personal because one of my spiritual daughters, Sabrina, you know, as she gravitated to the Word of God, the Bible that she got blessed with, everything she highlights now, and like when she came to visit the House of Glory,
mm-hmm.
which she's welcome to come visit on Sundays at
yes.
10 a.m.,
yes.
God confirmed everything that he was already speaking to her. So that's personal, Pastor
yes,
Arlo. When you start spending time with God and you highlight it, get you a highlight.
Come on now.
It helps, y'all.
Yes.
And highlight what he's speaking to you, and he will confirm it. And confirm what he's speaking to you. And that's how
yes.
you know that you're hearing him.
Absolutely.
Right?
He will confirm it.
Yes.
And he will confirm it through people, places, and things.
Thanks.
He really will.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have need of each other.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Look at these things. What? This is so awesome.
go ahead and put it, because I have a round table and I want to put it there. And this is the second bouquet. I caught one 6 years ago, and it's the second bouquet. But I can hear the Holy Spirit every time you're walking through the flower shop, and the, you say you want sunflowers, you want roses, and it was this big. It was a big bouquet, and it had the sunflowers and the roses. And I said, thank you, Lord. And I said, and I know there's more coming. Making it personal.
I know, right?
This is my talk with him.
Yeah.
Because I heard him saying there's more coming.
Yeah.
So I give him the glory.
Yeah.
Because I have a personal relationship with him. He gives us the word says that he will give you the desire of our heart.
He does.
I don't have to be forcing somebody to give it to you, you know, give it to you. You just talk to daddy.
Yeah.
And he will give it
he
to
will.
You. So I want to give God glory and thanks and Papa Zach and Mama Dalis for their obedience and being the Gigi's that they are, bringing us our drinks and flowers and being obedient because that's God speaking to me.
Me too.
And he gives me the desires on my heart. So that's why it's so vital and so important that you have that intimacy. And there's many more bouquets coming,
you know.
I know.
You know what? That's right. It's true to expectations, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is what God said to me personally. It's just you sharing.
Okay.
So this is so powerful. So the other day when we went to go celebrate Mama Dali, everybody in America know that every day is my birthday. Okay?
Yes.
And it's yours, too, if I can prophesy to you right now. But there is a special day that we will catapult into the earth. And that's the day that's grander than the other day. Okay, so I was contemplating on really what to do for her, for Mama Dali, for her birthday, because we celebrated her last Friday. It was so awesome.
Yes.
She was so emotional because the love was like puffed up. Even the people in the restaurant was loving on her.
Yes.
That's so awesome.
I was out of town at a wedding. I would have been there.
So during the time that I was carefully considering the gift for her, because you know, I was like, okay, so I was going over the scenarios for this woman that loves jewelry, but she's got a trillion and $1 million in her. Okay. And so really, I'm thinking about it. You know, you have to really be careful and strategic when you really are gifting a gift, you know. And as I'm thinking about it, and I was like, just like a light went off in my head. I know. So, and I know she loves flowers. As women, we do, but she really loves flowers. Okay. So, and then I'm thinking, I got the top Papa Jack on this. Can't do it, but that's in my heart. Okay. There's no way to top Papa Jack. Okay. But I'm thinking that, so that means you got to come big, right? Because he come big. And y'all just see he come big. And we're just his daughters. Can you imagine what his wife? Okay.
Yes.
So, as I'm in the place, I spent like 30 minutes in the floral shop just going and looking. And, you know, y'all know, that's an expensive thing. Flowers are not cheap. Can I help you with somebody?
Yes.
So anyway, but my point is in this confession today of our testimony of making it personal, the Lord said to me, what you make happen for others, I will make happen for you. So, and with the same abundance, and that's also Luke 6:38, with the same
measure,
come on, that you give, and the word says it shall be measured back to you.
Yes.
And he could have stopped there, but he didn't. He just gave us more and to build us up. And he says, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall man or mankind give into your bosom. And that's so powerful. So today, without, you know, and I should have been expecting it, but I was just relaxing, and that's how God will blow your mind.
Yeah. Well, I did tell me my twin this morning, I don't know what it is, but I said, in my spirit, I just know that greater things are here and greater things are getting ready to take place and happen.
It up in a place of expectation.
Yes.
We got to start expecting what God says to us.
Yes.
If you get in your word, you make it personal,
yes.
and you will understand that he mean what he say and he say what he means.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, and then, but it's in his time. And you know, you were talking about how he gives us the desires of our heart.
Yes.
That's when we line up in his love letter.
Yes.
When we line up in his word, you will get everything that he says you
can
have.
It's almost like you lining up with his word and you're in agreement and you believe.
Yeah.
And then it shall come to pass.
Yeah.
Manifest. yeah. it manifests, you yeah. know. It doesn't always happen right away, but it does happen sometimes. But it's just, you still know that he's got to trust him. You need to trust him.
Be content.
Yeah.
But still go out and be radically a blessing to someone else. And what like he said to us, what you make happen for others, he will make happen for you.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's the same exact way like it was today.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a different way.
Yeah.
You know, but we have to trust him and understand that his word is true.
Yes.
That's
Thank
why
you,
we're
Lord.
Going to be talking about making it possible today.
Yes.
And we're going to go out of the word of God in Romans 15 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so excited about this time of exhortation today.
Yes.
So you ready, twin?
Yes. God's love letters,
which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. And God, I just want to thank you and honor you this morning. And we honor you, God, and we thank you for your love and your word and your gifts. And Father, I pray that your word would just manifest and come forth, and it would touch the hearts of the people that are tuning in and they're watching, God, as we're sharing the gospel, the good news, God, because your word is hope. So we thank you for this day,
Lord.
For this is a day that you have made, and we're going to rejoice
and
be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
And thank you all for your patience. As I continue to read it in Spanish, I'm learning, growing, and knowing, and I'm teachable.
Hallelujah.
And that's our teachers today. Fat for Jesus,
faithful, available, and teachable. There we go, Laura. I got you going.
Buenos días.
Yes.
Okay, vamos a ir al libro de Romanos 15, versículo 4.
Hallelujah.
Y la palabra Dios dice... De hecho, todo lo que se escriba en el pasado se escribirá para enseñarnos a fin de que, alentados por las escrituras, perseveremos en mantener nuestra esperanza.
And this is such a powerful,
esperanza,
powerful, powerful
esperanza,
word,
hope.
Yes, it's a hope. So hope comes with a hope. Can you imagine? That's a great package. So listen, this is a personal word that God has given us in Romans 15 and 4. Good morning, Sister Dolores. How you doing, sister? There's all your peace.
Good morning, Tomasa. Just in the hospital. I'm going to come visit you this week, okay? I love you. And we're already praying for human manifestation. It shall take place.
Yes. And that's a promise.
She said asking for prayers to be home soon.
Amen.
We'll continue to pray for you.
Amen. So Romans 15 in the King James Version, 15 and 4, it says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope.
Mm-hmm.
So this book, not and that's a promise.
Yeah,
God is telling us that everything in this book was written
for
our learning.
Yeah.
Okay, it was written for us to learn. And that's why we got to take time out and get in our word and see what God is saying to us. Because I've been like Frank Sinatra and Burger King. I tried it my way. And it just did not work.
It did not work.
And if it worked, it did not work long. Okay? Only what we do for Christ will last. So it's for our learning that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, which is all of them, might have hope.
Yes.
Because listen, this book is a book about God.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes.
It's not about us.
Yes.
And yet, okay, as Paul says in Romans, everything in the Bible was written for us, though.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
So everything written is to draw us in.
Yes.
It's to draw us in and to reapply this word.
Yes.
We have to have, that's why I love the application Bible. We have to apply this.
Yes.
We can read it and over it and skip over it. Like, y'all know how you go through the apartments or some kind of parking lot and it's the big speed bump? But we go over it like speed bumps and we just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even take the time to stop and say, what are you saying to me today, Lord, in a special way? And take it and we hold this word, which is the book of promises, prophetically, and we hold on to them until they manifest in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's word is true. He's not a God that he would lie. Come on now. And when we learn to walk it out and trust God completely and wholly, he only wants what's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
He's not trying to take nothing from us. He's trying to get something to us. But we be trying to hold on to the same old stuff. But it's kind of like the new wine in Matthew 9 and 16. He says, you can't put new wine in old wineskins. You just can't. Because you know why? It'll mess up your wine and your skin. And then you're not going to have nothing.
Yeah.
So when you put new wine in new wine skin,
yeah,
it formulates and conforms to the wine conforms to the skin, or the skin conforms to the wine. Which one is it, Papa Jack? So the wine, it's the wine. It stretches the skin and do all that it needs to do. And don't nobody want to be stretched. We don't want to be stretched to feel different, to move different, to walk different. We just want the same old, no, we want something different, but doing the same stuff. And it don't work like that. That's an oxymoron. It's like ham with no burger and Kool-Aid with no sugar. Can I help somebody else? Okay.
Or a taco with no meat.
Hello. I don't know if Pastor Rick might like that because he loves them tacos.
You got to have the meat, which is the word.
Yes.
Good morning, Lou.
Yes. You know what? This is so funny. I was looking at my grandson the other day, and when he was born with an after-five shadow, which means he's going to have a lot of hair on his face.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was looking at him the other day, he's a baby, but he really got the attributes of having facial hair already.
Mm-hmm.
He's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, Lord, that's how you see us sometimes. We have these mustache, all these attributes of grown people stuff, but we still a baby like this baby. That's the revelation he gave me from looking at the baby the other day. I said, you know, we say the men with the mustache, had a bottle in their mouth. It's time to eat some meat, and this is it here. And I'm telling you, the word of God is so powerful. And when God tells us that when we reapply scripture to our lives,
yes,
the Holy Spirit is re-scripting, okay, us to become more and more like Jesus.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
Amen.
Because look, only Jesus says some people are going to sin.
No,
you know, and we're the church.
Yes.
Some people
yes
are not going to come into the house, the building of the church, until they see us be in the church.
Yes.
Because
yes
we're that.
That's right. That's right.
So what would you like to say?
Well, I would like to say that God is good.
Yes,
he's faithful.
He is.
And the word patience, you know, I remember in the beginning of my walk, I always wanted God to answer my prayers right away. In my heart, that was supposed to happen
right
away.
Then, yeah.
Because I would deliver instantly, you know.
Okay.
But as I continue to walk with him, it's not right away. You got to be patient. And I don't pray for patience, but even if we don't pray, it's part of growing up. It's you gotta be patient, wait up on him, and just being patient is also trusting him until, you know, that's why I love Habakkuk 2:4-3, where he talked about, you know, even though he gives you the vision or he promised
right
you whatever he's speaking to you, even though it lingers, he said, wait for it, it shall not lie, but it shall manifest,
right,
it shall come to pass. And in my walk, that's what I've been learning, that if I'm just continue to just love him, and he loves me right back every day, even when I don't, you know, at times he guides my steps, and he and just being connected to so many warriors that love Jesus, and then we all under construction, and
yes,
we all iron sharpens iron, and just loving on each other. I'm so thankful for that there is hope.
Yeah.
And all of us also coming together and interceding and praying for each other. So mm-hmm I thank God for that intimacy that I have with him, and for the intimacy of friendship
mm-hmm
that I have with many believers, you know, that we're just being about the Father's business and the calling that he's calling us. And
yeah,
and we celebrate each other, and we're not competing. We're completing,
right,
you
right
know, his mission,
right,
you know, and his mission is his will being done for his glory, not our will, but his will.
Yeah.
And I just thank God that he's put you, Pastor Marlo, in my path, and everybody here in the audience, because y'all been a big influence in my life.
Amen.
And I thank God for that.
And likewise.
Yes.
Yes, we learned how to be radical.
Yeah.
Do all that, you know, well, stay radical. I was already radical. Can you imagine? Okay, so that's all that stuff for another day. But in that place of patience, really, I believe in my spirit that it's all about being content.
Yes. Yes.
Where, and I had to learn that after, you know, y'all know I'm 20, but I've been around the sun 60 times. Okay. And I just really learned what contentment is.
Mm-hmm.
And because I've always had a busy life with busy people,
mm-hmm,
being a mother, being a wife, being that. And then when you, it's something about being separated, and the kids grow up, and the people, things change, and then you're by yourself, and you're like, what? And he was like looking at me like, and I'm acting like the baby now, with the milk.
Yeah.
All grown up. And
yeah.
I started six times. Throwing
tantrums
to the Lord. Uh-huh. And then, even though it's in private, I try to keep my composure in the public. Good job. But, 100.
Amen.
Okay. And then, you just go through the motions, and all of a sudden, you're saying you're patient, but you're over here whining.
Yeah. And, and with me, I remember, at times when I used to do that. I believe I'm growing up in him and me. God would show me a vision of a microwave, and he would tell me, I'm not a microwave where you set something inside and you're waiting 2 or 3 minutes. He goes, I'm not that father, like a microwave, like now.
Yeah.
Give it to me now. No, that's not how it goes.
That's true. And that's why we have to understand what God is saying to us. But when you get in your word, the Lord will deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do is we want to be looking at other people and pointing the fingers, and you got 3 more pointing back at you. Don't ever forget that. Because as we were talking about the word of God, how we have to reapply it, and when we reapply scripture, our life, the Holy Spirit does re-script us. Sometimes it reroutes us. And we want to become more like Jesus.
Yeah.
But every day we're becoming either more like Jesus or less like him. You have to decide, because the direction that we move is largely upon you. The direction you want to go, it really depends on you, because God's not going to be nagging you. He's not going to be nagging you to run and love on somebody or to get in your word or to be a blessing or even to be quiet. Sometimes you have to learn to keep it shut.
Yeah.
I might have to go buy some zippers and hang them up.
Yes.
So I can be reminded. Sometimes you just got to be quiet.
Yes.
Because everybody's on a different journey.
Yes.
Becoming more like Jesus takes a lot of effort.
Yes.
And it takes effort intentionally.
Yes.
And it takes spiritual formation.
Amen.
And that's the meat of what we're going to talk about today, getting in formation.
Yes.
With the Father.
Yes.
Because when you get in formation, it's just like a army, or when people go to the military, you learn deeper how to get in formation. I don't know how the ranks go, but if the sergeant tells you to line up, you're going to line up.
Yeah.
But it's something about when God tells us to line up. Okay? We just don't want to line up. We want to be willy-nilly. And over here on the left, while everybody on the right, and then that's why the enemy can come in. We give him room to come in, and then the Bible plainly tells us that he's coming to sift us like wheat.
Yeah.
We say we team Jesus, but you over here on the left. Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
We're just keeping it 100, right, Dad? I mean, that's just the truth. And if we're a team, we got to lock arms and come up together.
Yeah.
And you can't have a whole lot of Indians with, when you got the little Indians. There can only be one leader, and that's God. He's leading us into the Holy Spirit, into all truth.
Yeah.
And then nobody want to hear the truth. Because the truth says, the word says, the truth comes to set us free and make us free. But that tells me the opposite of that is you want to not be free if you don't want to deal in truth.
Yes.
Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You can't go to God with all that junk because he's not, I'm reminded of, like, today here in Pantego is trash day. So what would happen if the whole park row out here was full of trash? Could the traffic move up and down it? No, and neither could God. He don't walk in filth and trash. Now, he comes to clean us up.
Yes.
But we have to come to him and say, Lord, I'm ready.
Yeah.
You know, who wants to sit by somebody that smells all day? I don't care how much you love them.
That's right.
Hello. I don't care how much you love them. I'm going to need you to handle that.
Yeah.
Okay? Because you're taking me there, and I'm not going to come. And don't be in the car. And even brush your teeth, people. Who wants to be in the car with people who ain't brushed their teeth? Cool. I'm just keeping it real.
Amen.
See, don't nobody want to talk about the real stuff.
Yes.
We just want to be like, I love you in the Lord, but you're taking me there. Okay?
Yes.
No. So really, we got to remember that, y'all. It's so true, though. But remember the movement, the WWJD?
Yes.
Everybody remember that?
Yes.
What would Jesus do?
Yes.
Honestly, are we being honest about it? What would Jesus do? Do we honestly take the time to take a moment to write in the sand and be still and be quiet and hear from God? Because that's really, this is God. Jesus is God. But he still took the time to hear from his Father. You know, he did. He took a moment because he already know the answer. He is the answer.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
But he still took take would take those times to hear from God, even what we just celebrated, Resurrection Sunday.
Yes.
All that he did for us,
yes.
He would take time and petition with God and say, Lord,
yes.
It's too much.
Yes.
Can you take this cup from me?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, suddenly he's like, oh, hold on, not my will, but your will. For all of us,
yes.
And we don't even want to take time to get up and go worship him. We don't want to take time to be givers. You know, Jesus talked about giving more than he talked about obedience, because he did.
Yes.
He talked about money. People don't, oh, that pastor just wants your money. No, we don't need your money, but we do need you to line up in obedience.
Yes.
It's all about obedience, because when you realize that your money ain't even your money, it's God money,
yes.
Then you'll realize that, what are you doing? Right?
Yes.
And when we begin to get seriously about making the word of God very personal, we line up in Christ-like spiritual formation. We really do. We line up in the word. And that's what it's really all about.
Yes, yes.
It's all about lining up and being available,
yes.
Being teachable.
Yes.
Like what we're talking about, being faithful,
yes.
Available, and teachable. Because if you think you know everything, maybe it's time for you to go.
Because
every day we're learning, knowing, and growing.
Yes.
And if
yes.
You're not learning from somebody, I learn from my little 14-month-old grandson every day. And other children.
Yeah, I learn from
and
my
people younger
society.
Than me. I learn from God. I learn from hope. I do.
Yes.
We all learning from each other, because I want to know what I need to know.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I learn from my grandbabies all
yeah.
The time. Every time they want something, they say, Grandma, we know you have it. You're rich. And I'm like, yes, I am. I am rich. I'm rich in Christ Jesus. And in, you
yeah.
Know, anything that I need, he releases. And
yeah.
I say, you know what? They minister to me.
Absolutely. Isn't that beautiful? They speak in life to you. That's powerful.
For a second, I'll be saying, no, yes, I am. Yes,
yeah.
I am.
Because we get caught up in that natural place,
yes.
Looking at these bank accounts.
Yes.
And God already told you, just like Pastor Rick was teaching on Sunday during the resurrection time, that he told Abraham at 90 or 100, I will make you a father of many nations, but I'm 100. Huh? Come on now. I love that word when he brought it, because it's so true. What is God saying? If you don't ever get in your word, you're not going to know what God is saying to you about you.
Yes.
Not about nobody else, but about you.
Yes.
Okay? So if he tells you that he will make you a father of many nations, uniting, he's going to do what he said he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? Let's not leave out Sarah. She was 80, 90 herself. But God told them,
mm-hmm.
But see, you got to be careful. You can't get like Sarah. You can't get to trying to help God out.
Ooh.
Because she tried to help him out, and look what happened. That's what.
And let me tell you,
look at the division.
I feel that in the past.
Come on,
I learned from it. Did I learn?
Yeah, and me too. But he rebuked me.
Jesus, help me.
daily, I get dealt with, and I have to get set free
yes.
Every day. And he told me that. I remember he spoke to me the other day, and he said, "Tell me to start gathering boxes and all this stuff." So all of a sudden, I did not. And then he spoke to me and said, "I do not need your help, because you're gonna mess it up. I love you enough to shut you down and sit down somewhere and just take your time and do what I told you. Go over there and gather the boxes. It may be for 10 years. I don't know. Maybe like Abraham. I may have to wait. But I already said, Lord, I don't want to marry no old man and push him in no chair. No. Now, I'm being a little bit like Moses now. We're not doing that with these ridiculous people. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So I did say that, and God loves me enough. He got to go, because he know I'm 27.
Yes.
So he know. He created me. That's not going to happen. But I still have to be obedient and listen to him and in his time.
Yes.
It's so
and it just reminds me of your testimony with Jazz. When you packed the clothes to the hospital for miracle kidney.
Yeah.
And then it took how long? How many
years?
It meant, you know, it came to pass.
Yeah. And then when we finally got the call, do y'all think I was thinking about them clothes? No. He told me, and I was strategic in this, though.
Yes.
He told me, you know, once we, I said, we're going to decree by faith, and we're going to, you know, faith without works is dead.
Mm-hmm.
So we both packed our bags. Now, I think I had transitioned two vehicles, but somehow I was able to remember to get the clothes that I had packed and put them in the next new car. But it's something about the day when it happened, when we got the call, I never thought about the clothes. I only thought about I got to go.
Yes. Yes.
And we went, and it's now another 5 years. And look, in the middle of the other five, the baby came.
Yes.
That I was believing for 13
yes.
years.
Woo.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah. And I always knew that I was going to have a grandchild. And I always talk to the baby because God says he foreknew us. See, I'm working the word because the word works when you work it.
Yes.
He said he foreknew us before we were in our mother's womb. Well, where were we? We were in God's mind.
Yes.
So I'm talking to the baby in God's mind.
Yes.
And then now I see the baby has manifested.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And
like,
then, yes. And now I'm talking to the baby. Yes. But it's so powerful. And everybody's like, Mom, this baby is like ridiculous about me. You know why? Because we had a relationship before he was even manifesting in your womb. We already had a relationship in the spirit, and that's why we're the way we are,
yes.
because this was from the beginning of time.
Yes.
So we have to understand, right?
Yeah, and he loves you so much.
Oh, my God.
I try to carry him, and he's like, wait a minute, I don't know you. But I know my name.
No, this one got me the other day. And Laura, we were downstairs, and she was praying with me, right?
Yes.
She said, oh, let's pray, Pastor Mom. All she did was rested her hand on my shoulder.
Yeah, we're praying.
And he moved her hand.
She's like, wait a minute.
He did not want her hand on me. Yes. I was like, you cannot
it's
be
personal.
Like that.
It's
yes.
personal. That's my name.
Personal. Yes, ma'am. And then if I'm talking to her and I'm holding him, he moves my face back to him. So this is another revelation that the Lord told me about this through this baby. This
yes.
is so powerful. So when his mom was bringing him to the mansion and I go to the car to get him, but the moment he sees me, oh my gosh, his whole everything light
yes.
up.
Yes.
So I was like, and then I'm doing what he's doing because I'm just as excited as him. So the Lord said to me, that's the kind of man that's going to come into your life.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke to me through that very moment and said, when your husband sees you, that's how he's going to be. Like this baby, and you're going to be like you are with this baby with your husband. So that me, I was like, God, you are good.
It's okay. Still comes to pass.
Yes.
It will manifest.
So I'm so excited about what, but see, I don't know when it's going to happen, but I got to stay ready to keep
That's
them getting
right.
ready.
That's right.
And I got to stay ignited and on fire, and I'm telling you, I'm learning a lot from this baby.
Yes.
And I thank God for it.
Yes.
So you got to
yes.
be the glory. We got to be teachable, faithful,
yes.
available, and teachable.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So we're going to roll back into the Word of God. Good morning, Sister Anne Marie. You are in our prayers.
Good morning,
beautiful
Tara.
Woman. We're so
Nicole.
Excited. So Matthew chapter 4. Please read Matthew the whole chapter today. Please read Romans 15, the whole chapter, to find out why is God saying what he's saying to us in this portion. Matthew 4, verses 4 through 6.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre es fuego.
Hallelujah.
God's love letter,
which is fire.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y vamos a ir al libro de Mateo 4, versículo 4 al 6. Y la palabra de Dios dice, empezamos en el capítulo, en el verso 4, dice, Jesús le respondió, escrito está, no solo de pan vive el hombre, sino de toda palabra que sale de la boca de Dios. Luego el diablo lo llevó a la ciudad santa y hizo que él se pusiera de pie sobre la parte más alta del templo y le dijo, si eres el Hijo de Dios, tráete abajo porque escrito ordenará que sus ángeles te sostengan en sus manos para que no trompieces con piedra alguna.
Hallelujah.
And all the way to six.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in this, I'm going to read, I believe it's the King James here, that I'm going to read it, Matthew 4, 4 through 6. This is so powerful, but go back and read chapter 4 because you see here it says in 4, but he answered and said. Who answered and said? You have to know that this is Jesus and the devil has come to try to take him out at his most vulnerable moment, and that's how the enemy comes. So the word of the Lord reads, but he answered and said, it is written in the word, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that speaketh or cometh or proceedeth mm-hmm. out of the mouth of God.
Mm-hmm.
So the word that is the mouth of God is the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on a pinnacle, which is the high place
mm-hmm.
Of the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto him, thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down,
mm-hmm.
for it is written. Now, not only Jesus telling him it's written, the devil telling Jesus it's written.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know he's going to come tell you what's written? Because you know he knows, because he was in heaven with God. So he knows.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But what do you
yeah.
know? That's the question.
Yeah.
So he says, that this is what the devil's saying to Jesus. For it is written that he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in thy hands I shall bear thee up, and least at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. Let me tell you something, America. If you don't get in your word and make it personal, don't you know the devil know the word? And that's how we become defeated.
Yeah.
When we don't know nothing.
Yeah. And
okay?
They twist it.
Yes. And this is where, really, if you want to get technical, this is where the devil tries to convince Jesus
yes.
to commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think he's going to try to come convince you to do that.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay? Because yes. he do that back and forth stuff. He's something else. He
yes.
get on my nerves.
Yes.
He really do. But remember, so listen, that's why we have to be mindful when you get in the word and make it personal. Hear what God is saying to you about you. Then when you gather yourself and say, you know what, Lord, I am, because the devil going to tell you everything that you're not.
Yes. Yes.
He's going to tell you stupid, you dumb. He's going to tell you you don't this, you don't that. You don't have enough money to go do whatever God's telling you. But God tells you that he'll supply all your needs
yes.
according to his riches, not your bank account. And glory in Christ Jesus. But if you're not in Christ Jesus, then you're going to be broke. And you hear people out and see the word told us back here that he answered and said it is written that man should not live by bread alone.
Yes.
So if you're reading your Bible, which is the bread, and you're not speaking it,
yes.
then the devil going to come and he's going to tell you about you. Because if you don't know about you, he's going to tell you about you, and then you're going to actually line up with the Father alive and believe what he's saying to you, and then you're going to be over here participating with him.
Yeah.
And then this is what's so jacked up, if I can use the right word. I'm sorry, that's probably not the right word, but it is jacked up. It's when we line up with the enemy and then give him the glory.
Yeah.
That is jacked up. Okay, we line up and we participate with him and we get all caught up, and then he says, the devil something else. No, he not. You something else.
Yes. Yes.
Because you're the one in your word every day, and you're not having no application. You're not applying it to your situation or even just your life. And when you do that, you've already been convinced, and you done got information with the enemy instead of staying in formation. Because remember, we were already taught how to go into formation, even in grade school, the little bitty elementary schools. We would always, the class teacher would always appoint a leader. Y'all, I don't know about today because I haven't been in school, but I do know. Well, doctors are way younger than me. So, doc, did y'all have that in elementary? Somebody would be appointed a leader, and then everybody would line up and follow the leader, go to the restroom,
yeah.
do all
yeah.
this stuff. So aren't we being taught formation?
Yeah.
Yes, we are. We're being taught formation and to follow the leader. Then we get... After we taught to follow the leader in the formation, you have formation to the lunchroom. You have formation to recess.
Mm-hmm.
You stand in formation to go to the bathroom because it was all about following the leader. That's what we were taught.
Yeah. Yeah.
But why we can't follow the real leader? We can't follow God. So when we got our report cards and we took them home, our parents would even receive greater rewards. Because if you follow the leader and you be quiet in the line, you might get a star.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
I remember that.
Okay? I hope y'all remember
yeah,
what I'm talking about.
Stars. I remember that.
Yeah. You might get a star. And then when your mom, you go home and you get a star on the little tape, your card, your mom be like, what did you do good today? You got a star. Oh, I followed the leader.
Yeah.
So now we got this application. And I like, as young, that's the way you get it. Whatever you get, even if you're young in Christ, get it.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're in formation. And we've been taught how to follow the leader, but somehow we get lost in the span of elementary school to being an adult. And then we don't know how to follow the real leader, which is Jesus Christ. and the Holy Ghost, which will lead us and guide us into all truth. And that leads us to John 16 and 13.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
So God is so good, twin.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. I'm going to read first while you look, your version. So John 16 and 13, please make sure you read the whole book of John 16, but you can read the book too. But when the truth-giving spirit comes, this is what the word of the Lord reads, he will unveil the reality of everything and every truth within you. He won't speak of his own, but only what he hears from the Father.
Yes.
And he will reveal prophetically to you what is to come.
Woo!
He will do it.
Yes.
But you're not being quiet long enough. Yes. Because you, if you're talking and listen, you cannot. God didn't create us to talk and listen at the same time.
Yes.
He didn't. He just didn't give us that attribute. He wants us to be quiet so we can hear. That's why when you get, have you ever tried to read your Bible and you still talking? You.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing. Okay, yeah. Go ahead, twin. Read your
Mateo 16, versículo 13. Dice, pero cuando venga el Espíritu de la verdad, él os guiará a toda la verdad, porque no hablará por su propia cuenta, sino que dirá solo lo que oiga y les anunciará las cosas por venir.
Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios.
Yeah, and it's just the truth. So we got to remember that we were taught formation. We just went over that. And our youth, how we were taught that, and even at our early age, but we somehow convinced ourselves that living for and looking like Christ is just so hard. We do. And if you stay in the spirit, it's hard in the flesh. It's hard for all of us, the pastors and everybody, because, listen, we all have issues.
Yes.
And if you're a pastor and you think you don't have no issues, sir and ma'am, we all have issues. If you live in moving and breathing, because I love it when Mama Dolly say, you got to be mindful, husbands and wives, that you married to sinners. That's a reality check. That's going to help me in the long run. I promise you. You're not married an angel or a saint. You're married a sinner. Okay? Not when you want to slap them in the back of the neck because you a sinner. It's really okay. Just don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yes.
Bite your tongue.
It's true. Sorry, y'all. I'm not trying to influence you in the bad way, but I want you to keep it 100, okay? So, Laura, let's go to John 14 and 6 and see what the word of the Lord is saying here as we can try to wrap up this, making it personal. This is so powerful. This is a powerful word.
Okay.
John 14 and 6. You ready?
And 6.
Uh-huh.
14. Okay, that's the English one. Here it says. But I have it right here. But this one is in English.
Oh,
okay. There it is. No, here it is. Oh, and 6. Oh, I was looking at 16. En la palabra Dios es lumbre, es fuego. God's love letters, which is fire. Holy Spirit manifests. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando. Y vamos al Juan 14, versículo 6. Dice, yo soy el camino, la verdad y la vida, le contestó Jesús. Nadie llega al Padre sino por mí.
Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios.
That's so true, though. It's real simple. We try to complicate this law.
Mm-hmm.
It's not complicated. It's not. If you get in your word and listen to what Jesus is telling you and be led by the Spirit of God, I'm telling you, that's when you get out of the way and stay in the spirit, the transition, because you're in the supernatural at this point. And when it manifests in the natural, because people ask around time, how, Pastor Marlo, how do you do all this stuff you do? Well, really, I don't do nothing. I'm so graced to wake up in the morning. And now I do steward. It's about stewardship. I do steward the things, the people, the finances, whatever God gives me. I steward it. And then he continues to just bust the doors wide open and make room for more, because he says those that are ruler with your stewardship over small things, I will make you ruler with your stewardship over many. He promises us that, and if you don't believe it, then you won't receive it. And it's true. But John 14 and 6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So if you want to know who Jesus was talking to and why he said what he said, read John chapter 14. Read the whole chapter.
Yes.
Because making it personal is truly a way of life. It's a lifestyle, y'all. Okay? Because Jesus just expressed it to us that he the way.
Yes.
It's no other way to have every attribute, every promise, everything that God has for us if we don't get in formation with Jesus. But we can do formation even in the military.
Yes.
We did it in grade school. Somehow we got lost between here. Some people enlist at 18, some at 20, some at 30. But I'm telling you, whenever it is that you enlist, and we're talking about the real army, which is soldiers in the army of the Lord.
Yes.
Woo! But when we can do formation in military status and formation even in our workplaces, you got to perform.
Yes.
You got to perform at work, and we got to get in formation. Even to get a degree, you got to be in formation.
Mm-hmm.
Anything in life you want to achieve or accomplish, there is a plan.
Yes.
And you got to follow the protocol, which is formation. But if we have no Christ-like formation, if we're not looking like Christ, or even a very little of it, or when we do, here's what it is. We don't have no consistency.
Mm-hmm.
It takes consistency to conform.
Yes.
Or to transform by the renewing of our minds. And that's in Romans 12 and 2. We have to make sure that we consistent by staying in God's word is what keeps us in perfect peace.
Yes.
Come on, y'all.
Yes.
Because when we are in his peace, not our peace, which do not compare to his peace, because I can be so peaceful and still want to slap somebody. Okay? But honestly, and I know y'all know I say that a lot, but it's just the truth. I want to be set free every day. I do, but it don't take much for me. Okay. So when we hear from God, that's why we're going to read the word and talk about what God is talking about in John 14. We're still in 14. 14 and 27. What does the word of the Lord read? 14 and
27. There you go. And it says on 27, Juan 27, capítulo 14, dice, la paz le dejo, mi paz le doy, yo no se la doy a ustedes como la da el mundo, no se agüisten ni se acobarden. No se acobarden.
So the word of the Lord reads, peace I leave with you.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
My peace, this is Jesus, I give unto you. Not as the world giveth.
Como el mundo, amen.
Giveth I unto you, but let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Yes.
So why do we suppose that Jesus so strongly, because this is pretty strong here, encouraged them and us now in both John 14 and 1 and 27, let not our hearts be troubled. Because he knew we needed a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. He knew we needed that. He plainly stated in verse 16 that he would ask God for another comforter.
Yeah.
Now, here, this is so powerful because Jesus is the comforter.
Yeah.
He already the comforter. He already know what his assignment is. He's going to leave us. But he said, Lord, before I go, do you know that Jesus is still at the right hand of the Father petitioning for you?
Yeah.
Saying, Lord, can you just give him this? Can you? He is doing that right now today on our behalf.
Yes.
He really is. But he sent us the comforter to live within us.
Yes.
To help us be the rudder. You know, y'all know how we say, well, something told me. It wasn't something. It was the Holy Spirit that ruddered you to stop at the light. Don't run the light because something might be ahead of you or to let the train stop on the track. Or two, things happen in life where we get all discombobulated and want to be mad at the train people. And go. And this is Christians with the bumper sticker that say, sold out to Jesus. Okay? And then flipping people off and going, oh, come on, y'all. We are one wake up away from being set free and delivered every day. I'm trying to help somebody because I have to get help. I have to learn to calm down. One day I was going up Boeing, and when I'm in my Range Rover, something about because it's a sports car. And I'll be, and I learned that I was past the Mustang. See, I didn't know that, what's going on with me. And then when I learned that I was Pastor Mustang, I figured it out. Okay, so now that I know who I am in this dimension, I can hear God. He said, I need you to slow it down.
Slow your roll.
Slow this little Range Rover down, and I need to show you something. So, yeah, God, he is serious
yes.
about what he... Now, I want you to slow down because in this season, I want you to shift it to low.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in low ever since, y'all. I've been just chilling and shellacking and just hanging out with the Holy Spirit and in some deep things. And God has been so faithful.
Yes.
And now I just believe what he said he's going to do. If,
yes.
if he's not going to do it, he's not going to say it.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And we just chill out and go get the remote, turn on TV, but really get in your word.
Yes. Yes.
Get in
yes.
your word and
yes.
hear what God is saying to you, because here it is. When he sent us the comforter, we can't hear if we're still talking. Because
yes.
the Holy Spirit is a quiet being. Even
yes.
though it's an authoritative being in us, it's quiet. It's not going to try to overtake you or make you do anything. We have to be willing vessels.
Yes.
You know what the word willing means? Willing. That's what it means.
Amen.
And as I read this study, I began to, and we get lost in time, which in the kingdom, it's no, it doesn't comprehend.
Yep.
You know, what's a thousand days in the kingdom here is
one
minute
day.
There, or one day. It's so powerful how God tells us that. But I deeply realize that the Trinity is a present help.
Mm-hmm.
It's a present help. And sometimes I just begin to weep because I get so
yes.
overwhelmed
yes.
with the presence of God.
Yes.
Because
yes.
he know we get thirsty for him.
Yes.
And that's why I love it. But I need a mediator. Pastor Rick was teaching on that this week. I need a mediator.
Yes.
I need somebody to go before the Father for me. Well, actually, Pastor Marcos was teaching on the
mediator.
A couple of weeks ago when he did his illustration
yes.
about how we really, you can't go to a court, no court without an attorney.
Yes, that's right.
I don't care if it's court appointed.
Yes.
And that takes us back to Jesus being seated at the right
yes.
hand.
Right. Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
He's seated up there because he's petitioning for you.
Right.
So then we can't go up there and get nothing
yes.
on our own
yes.
because we are like filthy rags.
Yes. Yes. And yes. you know, Pastor Margo, I was thinking about back when my grandma used to intercede for us at 5 in the morning, and I was 9 years old. I used to watch her intercede because we will go to Mexico for 3 months vacation from school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about the many times that I was in bondage with the drugs
yeah.
and how many times I wanted to take my life because I was tired. But I believe it's when my grandmother used to intercede for us, Holy Spirit used her to intercede for us. Back then, I didn't understand. I didn't know. Now I know
mm-hmm.
that I believe that God protected me because of his mercy and grace. And the petition of my grandmother praying for
right.
us that I'm still here. Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
In love with him more and more every day. He intervened in my life and many of my family members
yeah.
because of the intercession that took place back when I was 9 years
yeah.
old.
And see, that's why he said his words at the seventh prayer of the righteous availeth
yes.
much.
Uh-huh.
You know, the prayers, they live on forever.
Yes,
you
yes.
know, and that's so powerful. Here's the deal. We don't utilize our helper.
Yes.
We
yes.
have a helper
yes.
that we don't even call on him to help
yes.
us. We're still trying to do it our way. We got the Frank Sinatra spirit
yeah.
and the Burger King spirit. We're trying to do it
yes.
our way.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, when you petition with the Holy Spirit and get a word and sit down and sit in him, because we're seated in heavenly praises.
And get bold with the prayers.
Yeah.
I remember when I got tired, I just said, God, I'm tired. If you're real, show me your power. If not, your power. God, I can't do it no more. And he manifested
yeah.
right away in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well,
and that's how I cry out. I said, I'm tired. I can't do this no more. Help
yeah.
me. Or if you're real, show me you're real. Now you're not real. And he manifested,
yeah.
you know. I came boldly with that prayer of crying out to him and surrendering and say, I'm tired. I cannot do this no more.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, that I got you where I want you. That's where I, you know, okay. And he, you know, he's faithful
yeah,
to your cry to him, you
he
know.
Is. But he knows your heart.
Yes, he knows
you
your heart.
You can't be playing around.
Yes.
He already know your heart. He created
yes.
you. He know you better than you even know you.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he knows when you're serious and when you're ready
yes.
to surrender.
Yes.
He knows.
Yes.
And, you know, that's why even when we have the faith, if you don't have the works to go with the faith
yes.
without works is dead. It
yes.
tells us you
yes.
have to participate in your
yes.
own
yes.
deliverance, your own healing.
Yes.
You don't just lay there. It's not like a magic.
That's right.
You know, there are miracles, though.
Yes.
You know, but you even have to participate in your own miracle.
Yes.
But, you know, we just lazy Christians and wimpy. want to whine and cry about everything and don't want to do nothing. Don't want to, you want a blessing, but you don't want to be a blessing.
Yeah.
We have to understand that there's consistency and there's power in the word. God will tell you to go sell your house. And you will say, I'm not selling my house. That's the devil. I know I said it. But in the end, he wouldn't leave me alone. And I did it. And I'm so glad I did, because he knew all the turmoil and stuff that was coming after that. And that house would have been an issue. And God knows everything.
Everything.
And a lot of times he's not trying to, not a lot of times, but all the time, he's not trying to take nothing from you. He's really trying to get something to you.
Yes.
So you know, do the math. You know, he wants greater things for us. And here's the public service announcement from the Mornings at the Mantis Show. It's harvest time.
Yes. And make it personal.
Yes.
Spend time with him in his word, and he will speak to you.
Yeah.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. And listen, be a fruit inspector. I can't stress this enough. If you don't see no fruit, there is no tree. That's not a root. And only trees bear fruit. Come on now. So you got to check it, but check yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Before you wreck
yourself.
Come on now. If you're going to be doing life with people, you better get this examining and expecting some stuff, because you got to see the fruit, y'all. Because they can be pretty and built like a Coke bottle and the buffer root dude. Okay? But when you're going to get caught up, and then everything that you done been walking out with the Lord, come on, can I help you? And then you're going to be drop it like it's hot. In 10 seconds, and then you got to go back to just where you started from. And sometimes we well in this drama for years.
Yeah.
Lord, that's just what I want. But that's not what's for you, baby girl or son. But that's what I want. So come on now. When you get with the Holy Spirit, it's going to show you some stuff.
Yes.
But we ignore it, and we keep getting going the way we want to go and doing what we want to do. And then we get mad at God.
And then we blame.
Yeah.
Blame.
We get mad at God and blame the devil.
And it's us.
Yeah, we give him all the glory.
Yes.
Yeah. He don't have no new tricks. He got the same ones he had in the garden with Adam and Eve. He convinced them, lied to them, and they lined up with him and got kicked out, and we've been all going through ever since.
Yeah. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah. So he can only do what we allow him
to
do. So, Lord, we are out of time.
Yes.
To God be the glory. We're a couple of minutes over. So we just want to say thank you, everybody,
thank you
for tuning in.
To
Blog Talk listeners, to our studio audience.
Yes.
Dropping it like it's hot today.
Yes.
And to everyone. And we just love you guys so much. Tune in next Tuesday at 10 a.m. and read the little comments that I put up before. We are so excited that you guys tune in and listen to us in this ministry. And if you want to be a partner, we've left it on the screen there, that you guys can partner with this ministry.
Yeah.
Because we are going to be obedient and no matter what, but we all need each other, because iron sharpens iron.
Yes, and if you don't have a home church, come visit the House of Glory here at Pantego 2700 Park Road at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And if you need a haircut,
come on now.
Or you need your hair done or color, we have Pastor Marlo.
Yeah.
A whole bunch more. And we have a boutique. If you want to come buy a t-shirt or a hat and want to be a blessing to somebody, you know, come buy a hat or a t-shirt. Just be blessed to be a blessing. And there's a lot of stuff happening here at the mansion.
If you need your own doctor.
Yes.
If you need your own massage therapist, your own personal trainer,
your
own wellness team.
Yes.
They got all these great. Y'all see how my oily skin be looking. It's because I take the right stuff and drink the right oil.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, that's when y'all see me with this. There's some good stuff in it. It's called doTERRA.
Yes.
Okay? We're not playing about it. Okay? And I'm going to tell you, we got a girl down on the other end. She ain't playing around. She just took it by force. She is a fashion designer, and she will hook you up. You'll thank you, Michelle Obama, and everybody else. What's her name? Melania Trump. You want to look like Melania?
Yes.
Come on. She will hook you up.
She will hook you up.
Yeah. Look like your homeboy's dome. Don't play. Yes. She will hook you up, or Barack, or anybody. Hey, I'm telling you what I know.
Yes.
So this is the place to be. It's all about the inside, though.
Yes.
And then we actually take you there on the outside. But you got to come and get the inside.
Yes.
And that's what this is all about.
Yes.
So thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Remembering that. And
yes.
then also we do, of course, our radio media, but we also do TV media.
Yes.
So
yes.
if you want to take your business or your ministry or your books or your music to another dimension, We are actually in the process of filling up the roster. So if you're ready to go to the next dimension on a national level in 18 million homes a week, that's what we do here. We can set it up for you and for a very low cost, affordable cost.
Yes.
So to God be the glory.
Yes.
Tune in next week, guys. Thank you, Quinn.
Yes.
You want to pray us out?
Yes. Father, we just thank you. Padre, te damos gracias. Continue to lead us and guide us. Siga,
yes,
sigue dirigiendo nuestro camino. And Father, in everything that we do, we bring you honor, glory, and praise. And todo lo que hacemos es todo para tu gloria y honra. And Father, I just pray that you continue to bless every soul. Father, continue to manifest in their hearts. Sigue manifestando los corazones de todas las personas. And we thank you for your shalom. Le damos gracias por tu paz, por tu amor, for your love. And we can't thank you enough.
Yeah.
No le puedo dar muchas gracias porque usted es fiel. Thank you for your faithfulness. In
Hallelujah.
The mighty name of Jesus we pray. En el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Amen.
Gloria a Dios.
Thank you, Teresa. Thank you so much.
Share the video. And have a blessed day.
Yes.
And make it personal.
Yes.
Okay.
Make it personal.
Yes.
We love you guys. So we'll see you guys next Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Bendiciones.
Hallelujah. Trisha!
Hey, hi, Trisha.
How are you doing? Wonderful. Fantastic. We missed you, girl. That's all I'm going to say. Oh, wow. Well, we knew something had to be something. With Miss Trisha. That night? Oh, wow.
I got up for about an hour and a half.